midday, almost 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's youth is among the most active internet users and is unfortunately subject to a number of threats online. Well, that's according to the literature review by the Research Advisory Board for the Internet Safety Technical Task Force. Some of the common online threats that target the youth specifically include sexual exploitation, online scams, and cyberbullying. Ilonka Badenhorst, who is managing executive at the Wireless Application Service Provider Association, joins us now on the line to discuss some of these common threats. Ilonka, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's great to have you here. Talk to us about these threats that are encountered by young people in South Africa when going online, Ilonka.
So there are various risks online for youth at the moment. We can look at different categories. For example, content risks, where we're talking about exposure to offensive, harmful, or inappropriate content or disinformation. And then secondly, we can also look at conduct risks. This is where the youth's own actions make them vulnerable or susceptible, for example, sexting or sex casting. And here we also look at cyberbullying or peer-to-peer violence. This has got a massive impact on youth today. A recent UNICEF report conducted in over 25 countries said that more than a third of youths have indicated that they have been a victim of cyberbullying, and even one out of five have indicated that they skipped school or work because of it. So this is a real reality in today's life. Then we can also look at contact risks, where we're talking about unwanted or inappropriate contact or advances. And here the highest threat is sexual abuse and exploitation. We can take that to different categories, for example, cyber grooming, and in the worst case scenario, even human trafficking. If you think about it, it's never been this easy for offenders and criminals to find their victims. They just go online, and their victims are there. I mean, youths can be victimized through the distribution, the production, or even the consumption of sexual abuse material, or could be groomed for sexual purposes, where these criminals intend to make contact with them or meet them in person for various points like sexual abuse or exploitation, or to extort them for sexual abuse material, or even for human trafficking. This UNICEF report says that they surveyed 30 countries, and almost 80% of the youth that they surveyed indicated that they were victims of actual or attempted sexual exploitation or abuse online. I mean, that's a very, very high number, 80%.
Sure. Look, some of the things you're saying are really, really quite shocking. And, you know, Ilonka, I don't think enough education has gone into, you know, warning young people about these serious threats, as you put them. You know, we talk about technology and the advent of technology and how it has made our lives easier. But at the same time, especially where young people are concerned, it really is becoming more and more of a threat, you know, to their safety. Let's talk about whether there's enough education around this in your view.
I could not agree with you more about education. I think one of the biggest things is that, for example, parents usually focus on screen time, and they're worried about how much time their children are spending online. But that's not the problem. It's what they are doing online that we need to be looking at. But there are at least tools and very quite straightforward things that both parents and the youth can do in order to protect them. As an example, when we're looking at the younger youth, there are so many parental controls out there where there's software and apps that parents can download easily, free of charge, in order to assist them with this. Like install safe search functionality on all devices and on your laptops and computers at home, and use child-friendly browsers. And also monitor your children's activity and communicate with them about what is considered to be appropriate conduct and whatnot, and that they need to communicate with you if they are unsure. And then some general things I think that all of us can adhere to is be share aware. Be aware of what you're sharing and what personal information you're putting out there. If you're not willing to give it to somebody in public, then don't put it on a public platform.
Now, in terms like of, you know, safety of the young people, and of course how they can get lured into all sorts of things on the online space, you know, there are tools, as you say, for parents to almost monitor what their children are doing online. But a lot of parents, you know, find that these tools are also quite difficult for them to grasp. I know, for example, I have a young teen niece, and my sister will be like, "Oh, you know, you do it. You check the things because it's too complicated for me." Are there packages that have been put together to really assist parents, you know, in terms of being able to monitor in a simple way for them? I don't even know if that's possible in long term.
No, 100%. That's the big thing. Parents usually feel a little bit intimidated by the technology, and their children usually know a lot more about it than what they actually do. And it's for this exact reason that most of these platforms have information for parents that they can go onto. All of the social media platforms will have a parents' corner where you can go read up about safety tips, how you could guide yourself. And the internet has got so many sources there for parents really to educate them and to assist them with this journey, and even how to communicate, because communication will differ between what you would tell your tween versus your teen or your very small child. So they give really good resources for parents in order to assist them with this difficult task.
Now, where do you come in then, Ilonka, as an association on this front?
So WASPA is a self-regulatory body within the mobile value-added and application space. Mm-hmm. We've got a code of conduct that all of our members have to adhere to. And this code of conduct has got very, very strict regulations with regards to children's services, adult services, contact and dating services, and rules that they have to follow and boundaries with which they have to operate within. If anybody from the public feels that they have been on one of these services and think that the service is not good or potentially exposes children or the youth to something negative, they can lodge a complaint on our website at waspa.org.za. We will then investigate, and if our members or any company is found to be in breach of our code, we then take corrective action. And the focus would definitely be here on consumer protection, and specifically to protect our children and our youth in the online environment.
Well, I definitely know that I've learned a thing or two from you. But for people who would like to learn a little bit more outside of this conversation, Ilonka, where can they go?
So I found for solutions for parents, the UNICEF site has got some very good resources that they could read. And also the UN site, the United Nations site. They do a lot of research in different countries and also make it quite applicable to the specific regions and countries. I find that to be a very good go-to guide in order to find helpful information.
Fantastic. Ilonka, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and happy Youth Day.
Happy Youth Day to you too. That was Ilonka Badenos, Managing Executive at the Wireless Application Service Provider Association. What a mouthful. She was speaking to us there on the line, bringing the time to 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, sharing some very scary things about how dangerous the online space can be for young people. And of course, giving parents some tools or directing them to where they can get assistance on how to monitor their young ones and what it is that they're doing on these particular sites. We'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us at Channel Africa One or email us to info@channelafrica.co.za. It's 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. My name is Zikona Misson.